And now to the United States pork industry, currently dominated by Virginia-based Smithfield Foods. Yesterday in Washington, congressional lawmakers examined a $4.7 billion deal that would give Smithfield a new Chinese owner, Shengwei International Holdings, currently China's largest meat producer. Members of the Senate Agricultural Committee have concerns about China's questionable food safety record, but Smithfield CEO Larry Pope said, hey, don't worry.
It will be the same old Smithfield, only better.
Well, Usha Haley is a professor of management at West Virginia University. She also testified before the Senate committee yesterday and said, actually, we do have reason to worry. She joins us now. Welcome to the show, Usha.
Glad to be on.
So first, give us some examples of Shengwei's food safety violations in China.
Well, the most recent one was having its pigs fed with the banned chemical clenbuterol. Others that have occurred in China, not closely associated with the Shengwei, include bacteria-infused pork, cadmium-laced rice, rat meat sold as mutton, toxic milk formula, etc.
Forgive me for interrupting, but I understand that I believe you testified yesterday that there was an incident in where 16,000 corpses floated down a Chinese river as well?
Yes, bloated, deceased corpses floated down a river, which is in Shanghai, which provides about 25% of Shanghai's tap water.
Mm. And how were the people in the region, how did they react to seeing that?
Well, that was the funny part. They didn't react as if it was anything extraordinary. And you'd expect that if 25,000 pigs were going down Long Island, or you know, something, people would be upset.
Mm. So
I understand that that's quite common in Shanghai. The smell of stench, of rotting pork going down, and of course that's very disturbing.
So give us some context here, though. How do Shengwei's food safety violations compare to others in China? Are they better? Or are they worse?
You know, we don't really know because the problem with the clenbuterol was immediately hushed up by the Chinese government. Shengwei is very closely linked to the Chinese government and feels like it has a stake in it. So these food safety violations are not highlighted or pinpointed or in any way compiled. We sometimes get anecdotal information on it, and that's because it has assumed such enormous proportions that it cannot be hid anymore.
Mm. Now, all of these food safety violations that we've been discussing have happened in China, though. And
yes.
Yesterday, Smithfield CEO Larry Pope told the Senate Agricultural Committee that food safety is going to remain a priority for Smithfield, you know, no matter who owns it, Chinese ownership or not. And here's what he told the Senate committee.
This transaction is about exporting meat from the U.S. to China to meet their growing demand. This combination will not result in any U.S. imports of food from China. Moreover, all food products imported into the U.S. are already subject to rigorous inspections and controls by America's regulators to ensure their integrity, safety, and wholesomeness.
So, Usha Haley, first off, do you believe that pork from China will not be imported into the U.S.?
No, I think the goal of the Smithfield acquisition was in some way to get transfer of technology and then to re-export products back to the United States as well as to its export markets. Now, I do believe that there are going to be pork exports from the United States to China and that these will rise, as Mr. Pope pointed out. There's going to be a steady little stream of pigs going on to China. But Smithfield's entire production is about 3% of China's production of pork. China is the largest producer of pork in the world and is half the world's pigs. So what China is trying to do with the Smithfield acquisition is get into higher value-added manufacturing. That is, take Smithfield's patents, and it has plenty, despite what Mr. Pope said yesterday, and then also rely on laws, indigenous innovation being one of them within China, and policy frameworks to continue to boost China's food processing power and then re-export not only some of Smithfield's pork, but the other pork that's manufactured in China, including those that are bacteria-infused and glowing in the dark and that float down Shanghai's rivers, back into processed food that comes back to the United States.
Well, let me ask you, regarding that, Mr. Pope also said that any food coming into the United States is, you know, examined by agricultural regulators. How rigorous are U.S. controls of imported pork, for example?
Well, the Department of Agriculture and FDA are understaffed. So, for example, the FDA, I think, inspects about 2% of all food imports into the United States. And despite the memorandums of understanding that we have with China, there were only about 10 on-site inspections, 10 Chinese facilities inspected last year. And again, despite what Mr. Pope says, China is a huge exporter of agricultural products into the United States.
Mm. And just briefly, in a couple seconds, if you may, is this a taste of what's to come regarding, you know, mergers between Chinese and U.S. food companies?
I'm afraid so, because this is one of the industries in which the Chinese have given a green light to go ahead and acquire farmland, processed food makers, etc. That's the kind of technology they want, and they want access to clean land and clean water that they don't have in China. So, yes, this is the first of many acquisitions of agricultural farmland and manufacturing companies in the United States.
Well, Usha Haley has studied Chinese business strategy for almost 15 years. She is a professor of management and a director of the Robbins Center for Global Business and Strategy at West Virginia University. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And I just can't get that image of dead pigs floating down a river out of
Disturbing,
my head.
Disturbing, to say the least, yeah.
We're back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.